Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show once again, a show of politically incorrect thoughts, not of ideologies, but of truth and facts. And I am a convinced Christian, and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture and all the creeds of the Church. And I run two radio shows, Christian radio shows, podcast, and Black Talk radio show, as well as I've written 10 books, legal and Christian, and I've also... published a book on the Psalms, as well as I'm publishing a book of my blogs, of literary, theological, and political blogs, two sets of them, and I'm preparing a book on the miracles in the Bible, and on the sayings of Christ, and on the criminal trial hearings, and on the book of Job. I'm going to talk about forgiveness now. This is a subject which is very important because we are told by Jesus that we're supposed to forgive people. He says that forgiveness is very important. He says that if we want to be forgiven, we have to be forgiven by God, we have to forgive our neighbor. And what he means here is that Jesus does not want a world of rancor, of treasured hurts, of hostility. He recommends forgiveness because that's how God operates, to bring love to the world. He wants people to have loving relationships. He says in the model prayer that we should forgive our debts and trespasses, as well as those who trespass against us. And he says, and Jesus says, if we forgive men their trespasses, God will forgive us. But if on the other hand, we do not forgive our fellow men their trespasses, neither will God forgive us our trespasses. The question is, what about this forgiveness? What is the big deal that God makes an issue of it? He wants peace in the world. He wants a world without hostility, without treasured hurts, without anger, hostility. Therefore, he tells us to forgive each other. Better to do that than to put pain upon another by taking revenge or returning the favor that someone has hurt. He says, no. He says, forgive us. And the command to forgive one who hurts is puzzling, since it goes against the grain of human nature, which wants to get even. The question is, what about forgiveness? God doesn't want people to take revenge or return the favor of the hurt that has been given them. He commands to forgive one who hurts us, since it does go against the grain of human nature, which wants to get even. But Jesus says that he wants people forgiving each other. He wants a world of peace. He says, put aside the slights, put aside the offenses, let it pass. Forgiveness is not excusing, nor is it forgetting. Rather, it is a way of handling the slights and difficulties that are put upon us in life by those who hurt us. Forgiveness is neither excusing nor forgetting. It's an internal act of understanding the pain inflicted on us and returning that pain with an attitude of love and understanding. Forgiveness of another who has hurt us is understanding that other person. Forgiveness is not excusing or forgetting. It's not forgetting. To forget is not to remember, let it pass as if it never happened. Forgetting is a memory erasure, memory loss. But forgiveness is not another thing. It's an internal act, spiritual and intellectual, understanding the pain inflicted of us and returning it, and returning that pain, not with revenge, not with rancor, not with anger, but with love and understanding. Forgiveness of another is who has hurt us, is understanding that other person, accepting and understanding their action against us, and saying that I understand you, I forgive you. It is spiritually canceling out the pain. It is saying this is how the world should be, a world of acceptance, of forgiveness, and not of revenge, and taking action against other people who have theoretically hurt us. Jesus says God forgives us our deficiencies and the pain we inflict on him by our indifference and rejection of his commandments and his love. But he said God forgives us our shortcomings, our failings, and our deficiencies, and the pain we inflict on him by our indifference and rejection of his love. He tells us since God forgives us, we should forgive one another. That seems a pretty good reason, because that's how God sees the operation of the of life, of one forgiving and loving and helping. That seems a good enough reason, but I think there's a more practical reason. The practical reason about forgiveness is that if we rancor and harbor pain and slight, the hurt that has been put upon us by others, we poison our own lives. So forgiveness is a way of handling the pain given to us. On a practical basis, is that if we harbor and fester the pain and hurt that's been put upon us by others, we poison and we ruin our lives. To forgive is to grow. To not forgive is to hold on to pain and hurt ourselves. The fact of the matter, in a practical level, unless we forgive every slight and every hurt, we will never survive in this world. Forgiveness enables us to grow and to be the kind of person that God wants us to be. Loving our neighbor as ourselves, loving our enemies, these are practical commandments, and forgiveness is an integral part of these commandments. God wants us, God forgives us, that's how he operates his kingdom. He puts away our slights in rejecting him, in rejecting his love, as what happens with human beings every day. But he is telling us that if we forgive one another, we will grow and be in a better world and be the kind of human beings that we should be. He wants no rancor. He wants no hostility. He wants no anger in human relationships, but forgiveness, if not love. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I will be talking about it again probably on Saturday night or Sunday night to clarify what I was saying.